Hi, everyone. That is the corporate disclaimer. My disclaimer is that I'm about to tell you a lot of lies. You're welcome. That's because if I told you everything that was in detail, that was absolutely strictly accurate, we would be here all day and we just don't have time for it. So if you know better, if you think, hey, he's oversimplifying this, yes, I am. I'm not going to mislead you. I'm going to give you enough information that you understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. But don't rely on what I'm telling you if you're working on something else. What I'm telling you is true for the purposes of this talk. So MemMap, why do we want to shrink it? Well, it takes 1.6% of your memory at boot up. And some people think that maybe they have better uses for it. I think of it as being 16 megabytes per gigabyte. So if you have like an 8 gigabyte phone, then that's 128 megabytes of your RAM that's being used for MemMap. And maybe you'd like to load one extra tab in your web browser, or maybe you have a 1 terabyte server and that's 16 gigabytes of memory that maybe you could use to rent out one extra VM on your server. So it's not a trivial amount of memory. It's, you know, I've been working on performance stuff for a while, and it's never been big enough to get on my radar, but there are other people with other use cases for whom, yeah, this is enough that it's worth spending a bit of time on. And by a bit of time, I mean we're coming up on 8 years. So, but we've got some other benefits along the way. So what is MemMap? If we're going to shrink it, we have to know what it is. And it's actually just an array of struct page. There are actually three opinions about how big struct page ought to be. Some people think it's too large because that's 1.6% of your memory that you could be using on something else. There are people who think it's too small. They want to add extra stuff to struct page. There are constantly proposals for, hey, can I just add this one extra thing to struct page? The most audacious of these was somebody who wanted to double the size of struct page so that they could put different things on different cache lines. And that was like, wow, no. there is an extension, struct page ext, which exists. It's absolutely horrible. Don't look at it. And it's slow. If you don't put performance stuff on it, you put stuff on it that you've got nowhere better to put it. And I'm hoping to get rid of it. And there are people who say, don't change a thing. Struct page is exactly the right size. It is 64 bytes. 64 bytes is a magic size on current CPUs. It's the size of a cache line. So if you do one thing to a struct page, it doesn't affect the struct page that's next to it that somebody else is using. So it is perfect size. Don't change a thing. So we're going to bear these three perspectives in mind and get back to them at the end. So how do you get a struct page? Well, you call the page allocator. What's the page allocator? It is the fundamental memory allocator in Linux. There are lots of other memory allocators which have other uses, and you almost certainly want to be using one of these other memory allocators, but for some things, you want to use the page allocator directly. And all these other memory allocators sit on top of the page allocator. They all get their memory that they hand out from the page allocator to begin with. So when you call alloc page, which is your interface to the page allocator, that gives you not just the 4 kilobytes of memory, it also gives you the struct page that controls that 4 kilobytes of memory. And you can use it, because you've called alloc page, it's yours, with some arcane restrictions that I'm not going to go into because we don't have time. So when I came to struct page, this is what it looked like in late 2017. And you're looking at that and thinking, that is a wall of text. I like to use this to scare people. You can't tell what most of this is used for. Like, if you want to change anything in struct page, if you want to use struct page, you look at this and you're like, I don't know. I have an unsigned long, and I want to store it in struct page. Where should I put it? There's counters. Counters is an unsigned long. I'll use counters. And then you realize that actually, no, you've just overwritten ref count, and everything breaks. So you try to do something else. And it's awful, right? You can't really use this without spending a week trying to figure out, like, where are the holes? What can I use? What is somebody else really using it for? So this is now late 2018. These are the long time support releases. I just went through and found the right years. So I've rearranged it, and now you can tell, because there's comments. There were comments before, they weren't very useful comments, but now the comments actually tell you who uses these things, what are they used for? So if you've got something that you can use for slab, it's in the struct slab. These are all anonymous unions because that made everything keep working. We could have gone through and named all the unions, but that would have been a lot of churn. We didn't really need to. This was good enough for what we were doing at the time. So yeah, this is now a little bit more understandable. And that paved the way for what came next, which was moving stuff out of struct page. You can see, like, we could actually get this into two columns, maybe even one column. We would have been able to get it shrunk further, but we also discovered PagePool was using some of the elements that were here. It was a hidden user. The PagePool user was using some of these elements, and we didn't know because nobody had gone to look. And so we made it official, and we said, okay, you've got your own substruct of struct page. But what we've done is we now have a separate struct slab, and we have a struct folio, and we have other structs, and they overlay struct page. So you can't see them in struct page anymore, but struct page is still being used for those purposes. And this is a necessary intermediate step. It's not a great step, because it's kind of nice to look at struct page and go to see, you know, how do all these things line up. We have build time assertions to make sure that things that do need to line up still do line up, and scary comments saying that there are dragons here, please don't touch. And you'll see that this is a kind of temporary state of affairs. Okay, so now we've organized struct page, but how do we shrink it? I mean, we've shrunk with